What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Abby is my daughter. She's my oldest daughter. She's the oldest granddaughter. And that's why we've probably got a lot of people listening on the free Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. We spell it because it's a made-up word. As we've got family all over America who are tuning in to hear you today, Abby, filling in for Tammy. I'm very happy to have you here again.
Thank you. Hey, family.
Hey, family. We'll all be talking to each other tonight as we have our family fantasy football draft. Abby, this is the first time that you and I haven't been in person with the family drafting for quite a long time, and I'm kind of relieved because, and I want you to go ahead and be honest, why does the family hate me during fantasy football draft time?
Well, I can't speak for everyone, but I don't really appreciate the stealing.
Would you please explain?
Jessica, run the tapes back from last year when I was here, and I said who I wanted on my team.
Wow, look at you.
I love it. Oh, I love her little producer brain. She's like, run the tape. I love that.
Run it back.
I had forgotten that we had this conversation. Who do you want more than anybody else?
I know a lot of you probably think I'm going to say Kelsey, which I will take him too. But my number one is Amon-Ra.
Amon-Ra St. Brown. Yeah. Good pick. I'm very proud of you. That's a great receiver.
I know. He's just so cool.
So if you had the number one pick in the draft, would you just go ahead and get him? You could.
I would.
Yeah?
Well, also, I feel like he's probably like the best receiver right now, or like the top pick for best receiver because Justin Jefferson doesn't have a quarterback, really.
Listen to my daughter. I'm so proud right now. Well, the big scandal after that was when I had a pick before Abby had her pick. I picked Amon-Ra St. Brown, the wide receiver for the Detroit Lions, who had a great year, and it really upset Abby.
There's like a million other players.
Yeah, but you think that you were the only person that realized what a good player he was? That's why he's taken so high. I had a pick before you. I needed a wide receiver. I wasn't like, I'm going to steal it from Abby.
Zach had the pick before you. And he didn't pick him for me.
Abby's and boyfriend's you... name. That's Abby's boyfriend, Zach.
And then Zach ended up winning the whole league because good karma. And I was Amon-Robbed.
That explains you, but your sweet grandma, my beautiful church lady mom, wants nothing to do with me at the draft. She claims I yell.
You do yell. You also yell at Family Book Club. And
what do you mean I yell at Family Book
Club? Hold on, wait. What is a reason to yell at Family Book Club?
Just to, like, be the loudest one, I think. We could call in reinforcements if you don't believe me.
I don't think I want to.
This is also the first year that I'm starting another league with my book club, my other book club, not the Family Book Club, and it's all girls.
The one I disrupt by my rage and my attention seeking?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Not that one, my other one.
Okay.
And my team name in that one. Because I also, like, I usually name my team names with, like, a little Taylor Swift pun. So my name in the family league is Ball Too Well instead of All Too Well.
That's great.
Great name.
And then I just named my one for the girls league Shake It Goff instead of Shake It Off.
Look at you. Girl, you're really good at that.
Thank you.
I'll let you have Jared Goff this year. How about that?
Don't do me any favors, okay?
Oh, okay. It should be a very heated family football fantasy draft tonight. It's regular season starts next week. It's a great time of year. Between that and our Padres, go baby. John and Abby filling in for Tammy this week. San Diego's morning show, KSON. So earlier this morning, in a break that was supposed to be about our fantasy football draft, which is tonight our family draft, it turned into more that my family hates me and I'm a bully, a loud attention-seeking bully. And it's
nobody
not,
said that.
Really?
Nobody used the B word.
Okay, but you did use the A word, attention seeking.
I didn't say that.
Anyway, Abby's here. She's my daughter. She's filling in for Tammy today. And mentioned that not only during our fantasy football draft do I tend to yell, but I also yell at our family book club Zoom meetings. I don't think that's accurate whatsoever.
You do. You yell and you
What would prompt me to yell? I'm on a family book club.
I don't know why you do it, but you do it.
Could it be I'm just a loud speaker? Could it be I have such a boisterous family that I have to jump in when I can because you got to pick your spaces?
I don't know. I don't think anyone else does it, but I will say the Zoom format is hard because people are always talking over each other. But you also try to wrap up the meetings like super early. And I always prepare so many questions. And then he's just like, all right, so what's the next book? And we're we're actually still talking. In the middle of a sentence, actually.
Kind of like a work, like a Zoom meeting here.
I was going to say, this is your dad at every work meeting we have.
But I'm like, why are you in a hurry to get out of family book club
I will do something that's kind of strange this morning. I will compliment you. I know it's kind of weird to have a comeback, but I will compliment you when I say how impressed I am that you not only started this family book club in a way to keep us all connected via Zoom, which is great because we're all over the country, which is a beautiful thing. And I'm really proud of the fact that you do such a good job moderating these book club meetings. I mean, the questions that you come up with are fine. I just think we can cut a couple down. That's all. I really liked our last book club. It was for
Silver Linings Playbook.
And
we only read books that are movies so that we can kind of compare.
Well, I thought I would have no problem reading the book because I had seen the movie and I liked the movie a lot.
Yeah.
Turns out, read the book because the book was a jillion times better and it made me not like the movie upon a second look.
Pretty much everybody agreed that the movie's like low-key not that good.
I haven't read books for years. And I used to be a big reader. Mm-hmm. You got me back into reading books. So far, we've read The Godfather. We've read Silver Linings Playbook. We've read, what's the other one we've read?
We've read Gone Girl.
Gone Girl.
Shawshank Redemption.
Which messed with me. Shawshank. Yeah. All these great movies that are great books.
And Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Yes, yes, yes. So I appreciate that. And I thank you for that. I'll try to calm down and not be so attention seeking next time or speed the meeting up.
Well, Julia always says that the book club meetings kind of show how everyone was as a student in school. And so she always is like, Maddie and I are kind of like the quiet ones who just will randomly come out with a really good answer. And she said that Aunt Gina and I are like the ones who like think really deeply about the books and like have all these like metaphors and symbolism and stuff. And you are one who has really, really good thoughts. And you can tell that you enjoyed the book and that you read it. But just kind of
go on
a little bit loud sometimes and speak out of turn a little bit.
So
let's play back that report card segment.
Quit telling Jessica what to do. I have a tough skin in my family. John and Abby, so happy that she's filling in today for Tammy. San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.